Pastor Varun and Pastor Don LaHopperset would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
Listen to the Word of God carefully, because I believe that this Word is for you, not only just for the person next to you. Don't be an elbow Christian. Sometimes you listen to the sermon and you're like this. This is for you. No, it's for me, for yourself, okay? Hallelujah. Today, I would like to talk about developing a warrior mentality. We continue in this series about letting go of the past. If you missed last Sunday or a few Sundays ago, I preached two messages already about letting go of the past, overcoming the past disappointments. And today I will preach the last message on this series about developing our warrior mentality. Amen. So we have been talking about all of us have gone through setbacks and disappointments and failures in life. I've gone through a lot of failures, I tell you. When I started this church, I faced so many obstacles and it looked like I failed so many times. But God teach me that I should not do well on the past. But the devil is tricky. The devil will try to deceive us to always think back to the past, to do well in the past, to be mourning and mourning over the past failures and even the current failure, and just stay there instead of moving into the new things that God can do. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 20, verse 8, that the devil will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth. The devil the enemy wants to really deceive us to live in a negative mindset, to live in the past, to dwell or trapped in or be prisoner of the past. And if we're constantly doing that, what happened? Our attitude going to be sour. Our attitude going to be really negative, full of fear and full of doubt. In other words, we're going to have bad attitude. And we're going to think all the time that life is not fair. And a lot of Christians in the church today are falling right into that trap today. They give up. They back off. And they say, it's not going to work. I'm not going to go on. They give up on with life. They don't want to serve God anymore. They back off from all the ministry. And that is what we call victim mentality. The devil wants us to live in the victim mentality. Instead of staying strong, instead of rising up, and fight with a good fight of faith, we just quietly sit down and back off from all the things that we should do in life. And we just quit going to care group. We quit taking care of the sheep. We quit pastoring people, quit preaching the gospel, and just give up on everything. They would think that nothing good can happen anyway. Why we do it? Waste of my time. No, my dear brother and sister. If we want to be the people whom God wants us to be, we need to get rid of that old victim mentality. We need to get rid of the old failure mentality. We need to develop a warrior mentality. We need to be aggressive. We need to be offensive. We cannot sit in the hole of depression for months and months and months and years and have a pity party. But we need to rise up and boldly march in to take the promised land. We need to pursue what God called us to do, the success that God gives to us. We need to pursue abundant life, good health, prosperity, and fruitfulness of the Christian walk. We cannot just be a victim, but we're going to be a warrior. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 11, God told Joshua, cross the Jordan, go in, and possess the land. The word possess means action. The word possess implies some action. How can you possess if you don't rise up and you step into the land and take over the land? It means you have to rise up and do something about it. You need to go into the land and then you chase out all the inhabitants and take over the land. So a warrior will not just sit in the edge, but will rise up and go in and take the land. The Bible talk about Christian that we should be the warrior. We should be aggressive. Not when I say aggressive, it doesn't mean go out and kick people and slap on people. I mean aggressive in the spirit, not in the physical. Matthew 11, verse 12, The Bible say, from the time of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing, and forceful people have been seizing it. So Christians should be energetic, should be enthusiastic, should be aggressive to preach the gospel. Christians should not be a victim, a failure, a slave. We need to have a warrior mentality and quit dwelling in the past mistake and disappointments. Don't get trapped in the past. Don't let the past poison your future, because God has good things in store for you right now, but you need to rise up and get out of that ash. Amen. God is a merciful God. God is a good God. He is on your side. He's not against you. Amen. He is for you, and He is in you. He never go after you, but He is for you and try to help you. The one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. And God calls you into triumph. God did not call you to defeat. God wants to make you a victor, not a victim. Amen. Everyone say, I am a victor. I am a more than conqueror. If you take side with God and you do what is right in the eyes of God, you and God are the majority. Amen. When I start to move in the file of God, a lot of people criticize me and attack me and say that you are wrong. I say, I'm doing the same thing Jesus did 2,000 years ago. He was moving in the file of God. So I and God are the majority. I don't care what people say. I'm going to do what God called me to do, and I start to reap the harvest now. Now I'm going to go to another country. I'm going to go to plant more churches. I'm going to see fruit happen in Mount Vernon. Fruit happen everywhere because I stick to what God called me to do. I'm not going to pull back and sit in the edge because I know what God called me to do. Amen. God say that if I am for you, who can come against you? God say that no one can stand against you all the days of your life if you are on my side. That is warrior mentality. Rise up and be a warrior, New Hope International Church. When the going gets tough, the tough will get going. How many people are the tough people here? And keep get going. Amen. Sometimes it's not easy. You know, when I started the church, I faced all kind of opposition. People look down on me. People say to me that you will never make it in America. You speak with accent. You cannot even speak English very well. The style you run the church is not accepted in the U.S. because it's too biblical and too Book of Acts. It's not accepted. The devil throw all kind of weapon against me. I got into a car accident. I lost all of my friends. I got all kind of opposition for years and years and years. But even it's tough, I'm tough too. The tough gonna get going. Amen. I'm not gonna give up. Amen. You know, in the world, anybody can be negative. Anybody can be bitter, can be angry. Anybody can whine and complain and put things in the block to criticize other people. Anybody can be negative and critical. But God is looking for the warrior in the church that have a positive attitude. God is looking for people who can keep going and doing the right thing for the kingdom of God. Either you are pitiful or you are powerful. That is your choice. It's up to you. Whether you're going to be pitiful or you're going to be powerful, the choice is up to you. I want to show example in the Bible. The group of people that look pitiful, they are pitiful. The children of Israel in the time of Moses. These people were slaves in Egypt for many, many years. And it's so sad to read the story of the Jews or the Hebrews in Egypt. They were treated unfairly. They faced all the terrible things. They were slaves. They were forced to work long hours. They were given quotas that they could not meet. And when they could not meet the quotas, they were beaten by rods. They were tortured and persecuted. Year and after year, they were slaves in Egypt. This is very unfair thing to them. But then one day, God has mercy. God showed up on the mountain and met Moses and touched Moses with the file of God. Moses went back and took them out of Egypt. When they came out from Egypt, they see miracle after miracle. God parted the Red Sea for them. God gave them water to drink from the rock. God performed miracles, sent manna from heaven. So many miracles. God sent the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud to protect them. by day and by night. And one day they came to the edge of the desert, ready to enter the promised land. They just only a few steps to go into the promised land. But unfortunately, these people were pitiful. They have a negative mindset. They did not have any faith. They complained. When Moses sent the 12 spies into the land, after 40 days, they came back. 10 of them say, "Moses, my pastor, you know, the land was so beautiful. The land was so great. The honey, the milk flowing everywhere. But there were a lot of giants. And we are like grasshoppers in their eyes. We're going to be eaten up by them. We will not be able to take that land." I tell you, that negative comment, that faceless comment spread like wildfire. Go everywhere in the whole community. 2 million people at that time got discouraged. They start to murmur. They start to complain. And they complain to who? The pastor. "Let's quit. Let's go back to Egypt. Let's quit New Hope International Church. You will never be successful. You will never do anything up to the power of God. Let's quit. Let's don't do it anymore." They were physically set free from Egypt. But Egypt was still in them. They were not totally set free. They still have the slave mentality. They still think that they are weak. They're just grasshoppers. They are just defeated fool. They will not do anything good for God. They may think even, "Oh, we come out from Egypt by luck, by chance. We will not be able to enter the promised land. We will not be able to overcome anything in our life. We are just poor old slaves. We have been through so much, and nothing good will happen to us anyway. Let's quit and go back to Egypt." Even though they were physically free, but they were still bound and held captive mentally on the inside of them. They are dwelling in the past. And they were still thinking the disappointment and the setbacks of their life in the past. Let me ask this question after you hear about the children of Israel. Do you have a slave mentality? Are you a grasshoppers or you are giant killers? Let me ask you a question. How many people are grasshopper here? Raise your hand up. You are not grasshopper, amen? Are you dwelling in the past mistake and past failure and past disappointments? Or you are rising up to experience the goodness and the victory that God has in store for you? Are you still dwelling on what mistake you made last year? Or are you going to go on and do what is right that God prepared for you? Are you going to stay strong and hold on to the promise of God and live in expectancy and faith and believe that God is for you? He's not against you, and he has a new thing for you this year, next year, and more new things in the future. Are you going to give up and retreat and say, "My obstacle is too big. I cannot make it"? God promises all of us victory. God said you are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. God never said that you're going to be defeated one. God said that he's going to give you everything that you need to fulfill what he called you to do. You may say that I don't have anything enough to be able to fulfill the promise of God. But God said, "I have sufficient grace for you. I will give you what you need to fulfill what I call you to do." Never give up. Never become a victim or have a victim mentality. You need to rise up by faith and say, "Lord, it doesn't matter what happened in the past years, in the past months. I believe you are for me. I believe you have a new thing for me. Even though the report from the doctor say that, oh, my health is falling apart." No, don't yield to that report. You rise up and say, "By faith, by the stripe of Jesus Christ, I am healed." Maybe you start the care group many months ago and the care group hasn't gone anywhere. No one show up. People give you a hard time. You say, "I'm not going to give up. I'm going to continue to run the care group because God is for me. Who can come against me?" Maybe you pioneer a church somewhere in the city, like people are pioneering the church in Las Vegas right now. If they listen to this sermon, I want to encourage all of them that definitely the devil is going to send the best weapon to attack them. But they must have a warrior mentality. They will not give up. They will keep fighting in faith. It doesn't matter what happened to us. We are not going to sit in the black hole of depression. Because we believe that God can do what men cannot do. Amen. He is a supernatural God. You must not let the past poison your future. No matter what you have gone through in your life, you need to remember that. If you stay in the past and you have the victim mentality, this kind of mentality is going to keep you from experiencing the new things that God will do for you in the future. Don't run away, but run the race. Amen. To the promised land. Amen. We must fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Definitely, Christian life is not, God never promised that we're going to walk in a flower bed. No problem. Everything going to be fine. No unfair thing happened to me. No, God never promised that things going to go well all the time. When I serve God in this ministry, I have gone through so much in my life. I've lost so many good friends. People reject me. People turn their back against me. People criticize me. People just dumb me. I face so many bad things that happen to my life. I can just say the same thing. Oh, let's go back to Egypt. Let's go back to be just neurosurgeon. Let's quit the church. Why serve God? Nothing good. No, I cannot do that. I need to keep going. Amen. It doesn't matter what happened to me. I'm going to keep going because I want to have a warrior mentality. Because I know that God is for me and He is greater in me than the one who is in the world. Amen. And I can be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I need to get rid of the grasshopper mentality because I know that my God is bigger than my enemy. It doesn't matter how big that giants are, but my God is bigger than that giant. And my God is in me. So when I face the giant, He's going to have to be knocked down. Amen. You need to have that kind of mentality in your life. Paul say in the Bible, in Philippians chapter 1, verse 28, I read New King James first, and I will read NLT. And not in any way be terrified by your adversary. In another version, the Bible say, don't be intimidated by any way by your enemies. It doesn't matter what you are going through right now. It doesn't matter what you are facing right now. Don't be intimidated. Don't be scared and terrified by your enemy because you are the warrior. Usually, Pastor Da doesn't like to watch fighting movie. She loves kind of comedy and loving movie. People love each other, singing good song. Whenever we turn on some fighting movie, some very aggressive movie, she will walk away to the kitchen and do something else. But one day I say to her that, let's come and watch this movie together. I think you will like it. We have, of I think, four parts. And now she remember. After she watched for a while, she loved it. And she watched two times. Because that movie really represents the Bible. And that movie called Die Hard. John McClane. I like John McClane, the police officer, because he has that mentality. How many people watch this movie? Oh, I love it. And there's another movie, he went into Africa to help people. That is good too. Bruce Willis. He went in, no matter what happened, this guy, this John McClane, never gave up. He kept going, he kept going, he kept going, he kept going until he won. Amen. He even shoot himself. One time he shoot through the heart of the enemy and shoot himself to win the battle. Amen. That should be Christian. I believe the person who make that movie might know the Bible. Warrior mentality. Amen. John McClane never been terrified by any adversary, any enemy. He just keep fighting. The Bible says in Isaiah 54 verse 17, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. God never said that weapon will never be formed against you. You're going to face weapon. You're going to face troubles. But the Bible says, no weapons that form against you shall prosper. When the big weapon come, you just put your shoulder up high, put your head up high, and smile and say, you cannot touch me. Because my God is bigger than this weapon. You shall not prosper against me because God is on my side. Amen. You may face a situation that look very hopeless. The path that you go through look no way to go out. But I want to let you know, God has the final say. No matter what happened to you right now, it seems impossible, but God has the final say. He can make the path for you when it seems there is no way. God is a miracle working God. Amen. One time, God said to Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 7, when the enemy come against you one way, he will defeat them for you and cause them to flee seven different ways if you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Amen. So the enemy come, you just stand up and laugh. Ha, 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 ha. You're going to be defeated. Seven directions. I'm going to take the promised land no matter what. It's not by might. It's not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. How many people have confidence that the Spirit of God is on the inside of you? And that Spirit, His Spirit, is greater than the one who is in the world. You can march in anywhere, and you can have confidence that you're going to be victorious. When you face trouble, don't run away. Don't complain to God, because we have the weapon that is bigger than the name of the devil. And that name is the name of Jesus. The Bible says that every tongue will confess and every knee shall bow to the name of Jesus on that day. So every disease and sickness, every demon, every problem in your life must kneel to the name of Jesus. If you come in by the name of Jesus, no one can come against you. The Spirit of God is going to rise up and protect you, and you're going to have victory. Amen? Don't magnify your enemy too much. Those Jews magnify the giants too much. And they look at themselves small like a grasshopper. Don't magnify your enemy. Magnify your God. That's why I love praise and worship. Because every time you praise and worship God, you magnify God. God is big. So your enemy and your problem become smaller. And then you can laugh about it. You say, it's a piece of cake. Your problem is a piece of cake. It's so small. So be warrior, my dear brother and sister. Don't be intimidated. Don't shrink back. Don't pull back. Don't run back to Egypt. Amen. Some of you, just like the Jews right now, the Hebrews, you're just at the edge of the Jordan River, ready to go into the promised land. You need to make a decision. Rise up. And don't look back into Egypt anymore. And become a warrior. Put on the armor of God, thinking that I can overcome. The promise of God is real. I'm going to take the promised land. Like Joshua and Caleb, the next generation of Joshua. Joshua and Caleb, the two spies, came back and said, Moses, you know the land is beautiful. Those giants are the piece of cake. Our God is bigger. We're going to take that land together, that Joshua and Caleb. Joshua and Caleb has a different spirit, the spirit of warrior, the spirit of victor, and the spirit who's going to win the battle. They know the promised land is the promise of God, and they're going to get it. Amen. You can see that warrior think in a different way from the victim. Those who have victim mentality think that problems are something they complain about. But warrior think that the problem or the adversary or any problem, the trouble that come are just a challenge of their life. They know that they're going to win for sure. They're going to have a good time. If Satan shoot the arrow to them, they say, today, going to make my day because I'm going to win. Those warriors always looking for the fight like John McClane. I'm going to fight. I'm going to have victory. They are well-dressed. They get ready all the time to fight the battle. They are not complainer, but they are fighter. They are not a whiner, but they are the warrior of God. Whenever God gives signal, they take action immediately. They don't wait for 2 weeks sitting in the ash of depression and say, God, you let me come out from this depression for the next few weeks. No, they take action right away when God gives them the signal. They don't retreat. They don't pull back. But they stand on their ground. They step forward by faith and they take the promised land. I want to encourage all of you today to be a warrior of God. God is looking for those kind of people. There are too many spineless, weak Christians in the world right now who just give up everything, just back off from everything and don't do anything. God is looking for this generation, Christians who are warriors, who are going to fight the good fight of faith, have the good attitude, have the attitude of boldness and faith, and be aggressive and be energetic for God. Look at Paul. I like Paul because Paul faced so many hardships in his life. Paul was put in jail. Paul faced so many things, but Paul never gave up in serving God at all until the last day of his life. Look at what Paul faced in the Bible, but he never gave up. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 28. Are they servants of Christ? I am out of my mind to talk like this. I am more. I have worked much harder, been in prison more frequently, been flogged more severely, been exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes, mean whip, minus one, 39 whips. 5 times. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false brothers. I have labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked. Beside everything else, I face daily the pressure of my concern for all the churches. Paul faced so many things in his life. Did he give up? No. He kept going. He's a warrior. He never looked back to the past disappointment and past hardships, but he kept going to fulfill what God called him to do. And in the Bible, he even called those things. Let me read to you. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. For our light and momentary troubles. Can you imagine? He called shipwrecked, being whipped, being stoned. He called momentary light afflictions. For Christian today, maybe you come to church and your husband yells at you a little bit. Oh, too hard. I give up going to church now. But for Paul, he's a warrior. It doesn't matter what happened. He's going to keep going to serve God. Amen. He never give up. All these things are just temporary. Everyone say temporary. I tell you the truth. The tough things will not stay long. But the tough people will stay to the end. Amen. So be like Paul. Be tough. Be a warrior. Be a conqueror. He knows that God is going to open the door for him. God is on his side. God is going to lead him and guide him to from city to city. He never give up. Look at what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 to 10. I'm going to read from NLT. Warriors endure hardship. Look at 2 Corinthians 4, 8 to 10. We are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed and broken. We are perplexed, but we don't give up and quit. I like that. I like this scripture. We are hunted down, but God never abandons us. We get knocked down, but we get up again and keep going. Through suffering, these bodies of ours constantly share in the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be seen in our body. Paul said that whatever come, I'm going to keep going. I got knocked down, I'm going to get up. Everyone say, when I get knocked down, I will get up again. Christian will never not be knocked out. We can be knocked out, but we will never be knocked out. Amen. We're going to rise up and get up again. Don't stay down. You may face some situation right now that really trouble you. Don't stay down. Don't get chained down by self-pity and by negative attitude and stay down on the floor forever. Get up and keep fighting again. Keep going in the tough time. Keep fighting with a good fight of faith. Because God has a new level of victory ready for you to face. Don't let the giant step on you. Rise up and fight the giants. Don't give up and don't give in. Amen. I noticed one thing. The bigger vision you have for God, the bigger trouble going to come against you. Because the enemy doesn't like you, that you have a big vision for God. The devil going to throw a bigger stone and bigger arrow to you. But don't give up. Don't think that the devil going to roll a red carpet for you to walk by. He's going to fight against you. Troubles are normal when you serve God, but don't give up. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16, for though a righteous man falls 7 times, he rises again. You know that Paul wrote more than half of the scripture in the New Testament. He was writing those scripture in jail. Paul never complained. Paul never said that, God, why you allow me to be imprisoned like this? Oh, I think I need to take a sabbatical and stop serving God. Paul never complained. Paul's still doing the right thing. He's still right, even though he cannot go out to preach. He wrote letters to churches. He still preached the gospel in jail. He never gave up, no matter what happened to him. He is a warrior. I like that. Amen. I think about another man, King David. King David, one time, he and his 600 men went out to the border of Israel to do something that God called them to do, to guard over the land. And while they were out there doing the will and the work of God, the bandits came into their home city named Ziklag. These bandits burned all of their homes, took all the possession, and not only that, took their kids and their wife. By the time David and 600 men came back to town, they saw all the smoke and ashes, and their wife and their kids were gone. David got knocked out that day, but thank God, he did not get knocked out. He and his men cried and cried and wept until they have no more tear to cry. They were in devastation. They were so discouraged. I believe that David could feel the cloud of depression and anger come upon him. He can choose to complain. He can choose to quit. And he can choose to back off and sit in the hole of depression. But what the Bible says? David did something that we all need to do. The Bible says he encouraged himself in the Lord. King David never wanted to stay down. He encouraged. You remember Paul say in the Bible, stir up the fire of God. Stir up the fire on the inside of you that come by the laying on of my hands. He told Timothy to stir up the fire. I believe that Timothy sometimes gets discouraged being a pastor. So what you need to do, stir up yourself. Yes, I'm going to fight. I'm going to be a warrior. So King David encouraged himself in the Lord. And he gathered all the men and said, stop crying. Let us refocus. Let us regroup. And he said three words at that time. He said, let us pursue. Let us overtake. And let us recover. Everyone say, pursue. Is that the picture of warrior? Let us overtake. They say overtake. Let us recover. Recover. So he did three things. He encouraged himself in the Lord, and then he pursued the enemy. He's a warrior. And then he overtake the enemy, and he recovered everything back that day. Amen. We should be like David. We should not sit in the ashes. We should not get discouraged and live in the past forever. We all face setbacks in life. We should not have a victim mentality. We should rise up, get out of those ashes, brush it off, get the sword of the Spirit, filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with the name of Jesus Christ, pursue the enemy, amen, and overtake the territory of the enemy and recover everything. You should do that to your family. If your kids run away and backslide, you need to have that warrior mentality. Amen. If your ministry is shattered right now, regroup it, refocus, and rebuild it again. Don't have a victim mentality. Amen. You can choose to be pitiful or to be powerful. You can choose to live by faith and expectancy or live with a defeated mentality. You can rise up in your heart like King David and encourage yourself. You know, sometimes your friend may not even encourage you. Sometimes your friend may come and say, hey, give up. Don't do anymore. Give up your marriage. Give up your kids. Give up your ministry. No. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. Because God calls you into triumph. God never called you to be grasshopper. God called you to be warrior. Don't let the enemy intimidate you. Rise up, pursue, overtake, and recover all. If God is on your side, you will never lose because God is on the victorious side. And God wants to take you from victory to victory to victory. You're going to see your life in victory all the time. Amen. If you get knocked down, rise up again. And don't be knocked out. Rise up and fight the good fight of faith. How many people want to be warriors in this room? Raise your hand up. How many people want to have a warrior mentality? How many people want to be a victim or a grasshopper? I hope not. Amen. Let's fight the good fight of faith. Let's continue to do the right thing. Let's go on and build a family, build a care group, build a church, and let's go on to do the ministry God called us to do. Let's be a good employee of the company. Let's continue to be good students and just work hard and rise up in the faith and fight the battle in the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give hand to the Lord. Amen. I believe I encourage you today. Amen. Don't stay in a negative thing in your life. Don't have this negative mindset, but always be positive. Always walk by faith. Don't have negative mindset anymore. Believe that God can do great things to your life and keep moving on. Amen. I don't want anyone in this room to be the children of Israel in the time of Moses. Stay in the desert. I want you to get into your promised land. If you don't give up, it may come next year, it may come 10 years from now. I believe with all my heart that this ministry, this church, will impact millions of people in the world. It has already impacted a lot of people. So don't just look at the day of small things. We still have many days of victory. Amen. Victory to victory. Let's serve God together. Let's go on together. Don't look at the past failure and mistake and past setbacks in life, but keep moving together. Let's become an army of God working in unity. Do you know that the army of God doesn't have a lot of people sometimes that they can win the war? Jehoshaphat has less amount of soldiers than the other side, but he won the battle. You remember Gideon? He has only 300, but he won the battle. God is looking for a minority in this church. And when I say minority, I'm not talking about skin color. I'm talking about people who have the warrior mentality. Not spineless mentality. And fight the battle and go with Moses or Joshua. I want to be Joshua. I want to take the land. Amen. Go with me. How many of you want to come with me and take the land with me? Amen. Let's possess the land and pursue everything that God is going to give to us. Amen. Recover everything. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyone in this room feel that you have been in a victim mentality too long? And today, you want God to help you to rise up like King David. You want to encourage yourself in the Lord to be a warrior. If you are those people, could you please stand up and we pray together? Those who want to come out from victim mentality and have a warrior mentality, stand up. And we pray together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Pray with me, Father in heaven. I repent of my sin, that I did not have faith. I stay in the wrong mentality. Lord, today I turn around. I rise up. I'm not going to stay down. I rise up with you. I believe, Father, you are for me. You are not against me. You have the best plan for my life. You have victory in store for me. I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. The one who is in me, the Spirit of Christ, is greater than the one who is in the world. Lord, today I make a decision to be a warrior of the kingdom of God. I will fight the good fight of faith. I will march on into the promised land. Fight the giants. I am not a grasshopper. I will have victory. From victory to victory. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give hand to the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Father, I pray, Lord, that no one in this room will be unemployed, will be in lack. They shall be blessed to bless the nations. Bless every family, every husband and wife, every single in this room. Bless all of their children, Father. Bless their ministry. Father, put your hand upon them and let them know that you are with them. May the presence of the Lord go with them everywhere they go, Father. Hallelujah. I bless them indeed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. May God bless all of you. Hallelujah. Turn to each other and say, you are a warrior.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much.